This community update was brought to you by Euradio. The Winnipeg Humane Society is sounding the alarm as demand for its pet food bank reaches unprecedented levels. From April to October, appointments jumped by an astonishing 242%, climbing from 88 bookings to 301. And according to Carly Peters, Director of Communications and Marketing, that number has only climbed higher.
It's ever increasing. Yeah, I don't think we have the final numbers for November, but I would venture to guess that we will have gone above the 301 as well.
The Pet Food Bank began as a temporary program during the pandemic, but rising inflation and the cost of essentials like food and cleaning supplies has pushed more households to seek help.
Yeah, the need, you know, the Pet Food Bank started back in the pandemic as sort of a temporary solution. We called it the Emergency Pet Food Bank. And you know, we just came to realize that it's something that is, you know, consistent. The need for it is there. So we just, now the Pet Food Bank, people can access it, on a regular basis should they, need. It's wild. Yeah, to say we went from 88 appointments in April to 301 in October. It's just it's mind blowing.
Rising prices have hit the shelter's operations as well.
Yeah, cost of operations has definitely gone up. Everything costs more. So everything we do, from feeding the animals to the cleaning supplies.
These financial pressures are directly tied to why more people are seeking support. Many households, she notes, are making painful choices.
And we do hear from people, they choose to go without in order to feed their pets. So like, That is not a choice anyone should ever have to make between choosing to feed themselves or feed their pets.
To support families this holiday season, the Winnipeg Humane Society is creating 100 Christmas pet hampers, 50 for dogs and 50 for cats. They're collecting donations until December 3rd, and they still need toys, treats, leashes, and cat litter.
So it's going pretty good. We're collecting a good pile. We're seeing a lot of food coming in. I think we're in need of a few other little extras. So like leashes, toys, treats, cat litter is a huge one. We find we need a lot more cat supplies, it seems, from our food bank. So we could use a few more of those things.
Volunteers will wrap each hamper like a gift, and they'll be given out on December 16th at the West End Resource Center. First come, first served.
I can see us going, making more than the 50 cat, 50 dogs, which is great because we anticipate, a good turnout for the hamper pickup anytime we do, in community pop-up food banks and stuff. There's always food goes fast. We can see the need there.
These initiatives are part of the Winnipeg Humane Society's ongoing mission to help pets stay with the people who love them, even during tough times.
I mean, I'm sure there's statistics that I could quote you, but anecdotally, like, we know how good pets are for our mental health. We know pets are great for keeping seniors in place. And, people think of us as a shelter, but truly we are a social service organization. We don't just serve the pets. We support both sides of the leash.
As demand rises, the Winnipeg Humane Society hopes Winnipeggers will continue to step up through donations, volunteering, or providing an animal a loving home. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.